All right, I'm 20 seconds late, so I apologize for that. We'll call the meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Boobin Vondervar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you will rise and join us, we have Scott Allen from CUNA United Methodist Church for the invocation.
Most wondrous God, as we gather to consider what actions will continue to provide the best for our community, we pause to seek your inspiration. May our work this evening be a time of cooperation and respect. May we think not only of ourselves in the present, but also about what will assist in providing an ever-improving quality of life for those who will follow us. Knowing this is a difficult task, we ask for your guidance, and we ask that you strengthen us for the work to be done.
Amen. Madam, if you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, Mr. Allen. Appreciate it. All right, first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Any questions or comments or motions?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vondervar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. Looks like first up, we'll get right into a public hearing. Public hearing in consideration to approve 1905-AN, an annexation to Go For It LLC, Select Development and Contracting LLC, Jane Golden and Sandstone Farms LLC. Sam Weiger, Planner 1. Sir? And I see that no one had signed up to testify. Is there anybody that wanted to testify in this matter that didn't get a chance to sign in? Okay, thank you. I'll ask one more time before we go. Okay, questions for Sam? Thanks, Sam. And does the applicant wish to speak? Larry, hi, come on up. If you state your name and address for the record, please. Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Hens? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And again, I didn't have anybody sign up to testify. Is there anybody who wishes to? Okay. I'll have you fill that out if you would. So one's in favor, one in opposition.
Number one thing that's coming to my attention, I showed you paperwork to back it up. I bought the land, the house I had in, the house that said no because of the S-curve rule. So when the land was coming, my price was up. It was a quarter of my house. I didn't see quite the third street for the photograph that showed my house. Road was not there on the land, south to the west corner of my house. It comes down and it ties in to the road lane at that point. And we measured 10, 30 feet. We modified that road to the public road and have to go 50 feet. And I don't make it any difference. Where it's got an intent to take 20 feet away from me. The length of my property is about 300 feet. My paperwork is just exactly where it stands. I want to have a discussion later on about someone taking 20 feet wide, 300 feet long piece of property is not necessary. So I went digging and I have a letter from the county, the Ada County, which came back to me after the beginning because I asked to eliminate off the property. And Larry was going to do it. The county sent me a letter saying I own the property and I have the lenders for the main paper. So, okay, I did it. I went to the county, signed the paperwork, and thought it was all under the water on the bridge. And then I received, I'll show you a letter from people who said it in the beginning, show you a letter, a copy of where the road was, but not me. In the interim, somebody sent out an attachment one, and it looks like it is a copy taken in the machine. And on the bottom of it, it's clear and white. It's got my signature, my wife's signature, and Larry's. Except that it's got a line, you can see a piece of paper that's laid down on top to take a picture of it. And it's not my signature. When I sign anything, period, I don't have a line with the right signature. My signature kind of wandered. A little bit sloppy, so I'm sitting on my right. So this is a different line to a line with that. So I know for a fact I did not sign this piece of paper that's taken on some other item. Cut off of it, put on this attachment A, which probably shows that note. I'd like to, I hope to give this to my own copy. But, if you want copies, I can go from there. So, the road, of course, is crazy. It also shows where it needs to be, but it's to go up to the east end of my property. The second one, a little problem with his situation. He was here the last week, and he went to the court to prove that it was still his. So the road cannot be increased from his part. So that's all done. So what said here. So I have two sheets. Welcome to the copy of the people.
Okay. And did you fill in the sheet there for the record? Okay. Yeah, if you do that.
Yes,
if
we'd
you
like
do, the, do that to the clerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also, sir, would you state your name on the record, please?
Richard Percy.
Of 2202 Rodeo Lane, is that correct?
Okay. Does Ada County have a copy of the document you're saying that you, it doesn't have your signature on it? I'm pretty certain.
Copy of this piece of paper that states that I was the only one to sign off. That I was the owner, and it would not be taken out or deleted without my signature. My wife and I live in now.
I see. Okay.
Ada County. That was asked by.
Okay. Yeah, you can see that.
Thank you very much. Would you like to see this?
No, probably not. We'll just let them do that on the record. So. Did anybody else have any questions for Mr. Hersey?
No.
Nothing. Okay, thank you. So I did see that some of that was talked about in the P&Z meeting. Sam, is there any update on any of that? I mean, is there any resolution from Ada County or anybody? The part that he's contesting in.
Since then, that was taken out of the staff because it was a so nothing to do with the
okay, so it'll be when they come back to actually plat the property. Okay. All right, very good. Thank you. All right, was there anybody else who wanted to testify who didn't get a chance to sign up? Okay, thank you. What is the pleasure of the council? So I guess if just to clarify, then the road issue will not be an issue until the platting occurs. So at this point here tonight, there's no issue with that road. That will have to be taken care of later, right? Okay. And they will also be noticed on that also, right, before it happens. So before the next process, you will be noticed again. And nothing can happen to the road at this point in time. Okay? Good. Thank you, Sam. All right.
It looks like the application complies with the comp plan and other relevant authorities. Does anybody else have thoughts on anything? Okay. Well, I read through the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and endorse those as written. So, I guess if there's no further discussion, I move we approve 1905AN, that we close the public hearing, that we endorse, or I guess approve the findings of fact and conclusions of law as listed in the packet. And that the annexation is approved with the conditions listed, with the exception of condition 8, that be removed.
Second.
All right, so we have the motion and a second to approve 1905AN and to close the public hearing and to accept the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and accept the staff report with item number 8 to be removed. I think I covered most everything there. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you very much. All right, next we have item 7A. Direction for final approval format for findings of facts and conclusions of law from the previous discussion at the August 6, 2019 City Council meeting. Chris Engels.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. I just wanted to confirm with direction that, as discussed at the last meeting, and Council President Ruben Vonderhaar included it in this motion, that findings of fact and conclusions of law can be approved with the public hearing versus being set over for a future consent agenda. Reviewed it with planning and zoning, and then we discussed it with Bill. And so just wanted to confirm that that was the direction council wanted to go, and if so, we will make any changes and amendments to our processes in the back end.
Okay.
For clarity, I wasn't making a request last time. I just had I was just asking a question. So I wasn't intending to, like, give a direction that anything.
No, that's why I brought it back this time. So if you wanted to give direction for us to make that change, we can do that, which is just making sure that we have the documents prepped for signature and any of the guidance that goes onto the agenda. So instead of just moving forward with how it went at the last meeting, just wanted to bring it back just for some discussion and direction from council.
I think that's actually a good idea to get that taken care of while it's all fresh in everybody's mind. So I think if none of the council has any objection, we ought to go ahead and give that direction. Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm neutral.
Okay.
We'll just move forward with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Consideration to approve 19-01-LS, a lot split for Washburn. Jace Hellman. Mr. Delightful. We kid that he is Mr. Delightful in City Hall.
Mr. Mayor, member of the council, for the record, Jace Hellman. The applicant has requested the split of approximately just under half an acre off of the Fox Major site. Staff has confirmed with the documents that there is one split available on the property, and that we've also determined that this split is in compliance with the city code. Do you guys have any questions?
Okay. Questions for Jace? Like, pretty. Okay. It looked like it was pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Straightforward and clear and cut and dry. Anybody have any questions for Jason?
No.
No.
Thank you, sir.
As the mayor noted, it's pretty straightforward. I move we approve case number 1901LS with the conditions of approval as listed.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 19-01-LS with the conditions of approval as listed. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion carries. Quarterly financial report, Jared Empey. We're very fortunate to be in a time where these reports are always a good thing and always a positive thing. So, thank you, Jared. Okay, questions for Jared?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, ordinances. We have a second reading of ordinance number 2019-22 and ordinance of the City Council of Cuna, Idaho, amending sections 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Chapter 3. Of Title III, Cuna City Code, making technical changes to purpose, license requirements, license applications, and adding terms to definitions to solicitors and peddlers, licensure requirement, and amending Chapter 3 of Title III, Cuna City Code, by the addition of a new Section 11, providing for a license exemption, directing the city clerk, and providing an effective date. And again, I don't think there's any rush on this, so if we want to bring this back for a third reading, is there any questions or further comments to this?
No, my preference is to slow track just in case folks have feedback on it at all.
Okay. So, yeah. Very good. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2019-28, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Cuna making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the Cuna Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors Patagonia Development, LLC, and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the New York Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date. And again, this is a simple addition to our irrigation system, so.
I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2019-28.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2019-28. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2019-28.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance 2019-28. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that is all we have on the agenda for tonight. Is there anything that the council wants to bring up or mention? For those of you who don't know, in William Gigray's absence, we have Bill Punkiny from that same office. Bill has been somebody I've worked with before with the fire district, and even got to get a fire hat too back then. Still have that, I'm sure. Yeah. Does anybody have anything else you want to?
Nope. I wish I could have. That Illuminati grand opening looked pretty awesome.
You might still be able to get a $40 tattoo if you're.
It's not for me, but I'm excited to have him here.
All right. Okay. Well, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all coming tonight, and the meeting is adjourned.